with the Melbourne camp, with the GM of football performance, Alan Richardson, as the D's look to progress to the grand final for the first time in 21 years.
I know we probably do this more in grand final week, but just some of the individuals, you know, you look at their stories, particularly with Melbourne, with them trying to make it. Is there a teammate that you played with there, you know, that you particularly, you know, would love to get that ultimate glory, Geordie, for example?
Yeah, and he hasn't been selected. So
we'll come back to this and pick that conversation up, because Alan Richardson is with us now from Optus Stadium. Richo, welcome.
Jared, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Very excited. Boys are ready to go. Both teams are out on the ground now, just doing their bit, getting ready for the game. No, it's bloody exciting.
Have you plotted your way through the fortnight to have everything exactly as you wanted it by the time you arrived on the bus tonight?
Yeah, we had a couple of hiccups with Smithy. Smithy obviously was a part of the plan in terms of playing tonight, but he did his hamstring at training, and so Hibbo comes in, which is, you know, we're blessed to have someone like Hibbo able to come in and play, given his experience and given the influence that, you know, he's had in our back six all year. So that's great. But no, everything's been good. The last week was backed off a bit for obvious reasons. Once we found out who we were playing, we could, you know, plan our training around us and to some extent around the Cats. So that's been really positive.
Richard, as you look around, I imagine you're out on the ground. Is there much blue and red?
Yeah, there is, Louis. In fact, the big Go Demons signs are going around the outside, of the tiers, if you like, and there is a fair bit of blue and red. Yeah, no, I imagine I'm probably just looking for the blue and red, to be honest, and dismissing some of the blue and the white, but I reckon there'll be at least 50-50. We hope there's a bit more for us, but it's just great for our players, for both clubs, to be able to play in front of crowds. We haven't really done it in front of our own crowds anyway for a while. So, that's going to be brilliant.
A player that we've seen come into the side, I was fortunate enough to see him when he arrived at the club, in Jack Bowie. How have you seen his progression? He just looked unfazed at the level and, finally in his first year coming up against the Geelong football side in a prelim final.
Yeah, no, he's been a bit of a surprise. I mean, his VFL form was terrific. But we all acknowledge there's a real jump from that level of footy to the next. And he's in a part of the ground, Louis, where, you know, all these finals teams are massively focused on, once you get it in there, lock it in there. And that means putting defenders, particularly those with the footy, under enormous pressure so you can get it back as quickly as possible. But Bowser's, his cleanliness, his ability to be one touch and execute under pressure is probably going to stand out feature. He's really composed with the ball. We probably haven't seen as much of that, to be frank, at the minute. You know, his creativity with the footy, it's more been how clean and how quickly he gets the ball off to Asylum, etc. His defence has been strong, and it's been important given Hunty has gone out of the team because of injury. So, he's been a real bonus for us in the short term, and he's going to be a ripper for us long term.
So going from the young to the old, how hard has it been to, I suppose, keep Nathan Jones out of the side? No doubt you would have gone through multiple conversations and scenarios and do we fit him in, do we not fit him in? How hard's that been?
It's tough. It's there's probably no one more decorated in terms of service to our footy club through really challenging times. So, there's a real emotional want to do what you can to reward someone like that, but we've picked the team, Louis, based on what we think is best to win the game of footy, and synergy and connection is really important. Our defence in particular relies on 18 blokes that are really strongly connected and that have played a bit of footy together, and if we do need to change, a bit like what we've said with Hunty and Bowser, then we change like for like, as opposed to trying to conjure something up. Even if it is that someone might have been performing better in a different role at VFL level, we haven't gone that way. We've gone with like for like to make sure we maintain that connection so that our system works. And that's been tough for Jonesy, but he's been brilliant with his form at VFL level, and he's probably been even more impressive with the way that he's conduct himself. I mean, you know him well. We'd expect nothing less. He's just a genuinely outstanding fella. He loves the Demons. He's proud of where his group's at. He's had an enormous influence on the journey to date, and he's keen to do whatever he can for our players.
There was a question mark, Richo, during the week over Alex Neil-Bullen. Clearly, he's got his spot in the side, and he's right. Who would have come in if he had have missed out, if you're doing like for like?
Oh, no, Jonesy would have been in that. He would have definitely been in that conversation, Jared. Yeah, Jonesy has predominantly played midfield at VFL level, and even that system has been compromised the last months because there's been no VFL competition. They've been, for example, our last game was a 14-14 against the Cats down there. Jonesy had 43, kicked a couple, mainly playing midfield, but certainly playing forward. And when he's played senior footy for us this year, he's doing that. There is a role in our team that's a bit of everything. It's a bit of half forward, it's a bit of wing, and it's a bit of midfield, inside mid. And he does that. He does that pretty well for us. So he definitely would have been in that, strongly in that conversation.
Can I ask you about your defence? They've got Hawkins, Radaglia and Cameron. Have you given specific players specific matchups, or is May going to take the deepest, which you expect's going to be Hawkins, Radaglia and Petty, Cameron and Rivers, or have you got Lever coming over onto Cameron?
No, you're right, Jared. It's much more about where they are,
yeah,
and how that evolves and how high players play. We certainly like Maisie. Because of his speed and his ability to read the play, it doesn't influence his ability to mark the footy, even if he's deep. So we're okay with that. We're okay with him being high too, to be honest. He's quite versatile. But now it's a little bit about where they play. We think we've got pretty good matchups. We've got pretty good matchups there. We think that Hibbo can do a job on a tall. He can do a job on a player that leads, and he can do a pretty good job on someone at the fall of the ball. So, no, we've got pretty good coverage there.
And do you expect Clayton Oliver to be hard tagged or even soft tagged around stoppages?
Scotty's done the Cats have done a bit of both, haven't they? Certainly when O'Connor was in the team, it was probably more in the forward half of the year. He certainly was experimenting with the dead set lockdown. There's been periods where it's been a bit more of a cooler, where if someone is having an influence on the game and that is also having an impact on the scoreboard, he's done a bit there too. So, they've got some genuine superstars in that part of the ground that we'll have to be mindful of and have the same sort of approach too, to be honest.
Richo, good luck for tonight. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, Jared. Thanks, guys.